Beautiful Call. You're listening to Call You and Yours. It's our weekly phone-in here on BBC Radio 4. I'm Winifred Robinson. Today we're talking about debt. Have you lived on credit? You can call us now, 03700 100 444. As we've been saying, there are some big changes underway. They have been forced on the high street banks by the regulator to try to protect some of the worst off and people in persistent debt who are paying the biggest debt charges. And it's to help all of us understand the cost of our borrowing better on loans and on credit cards. Now, the changes are going to make the cost of arranged overdrafts much higher. Banks are going to charge around 40% annual interest rates on all overdrafts, arranged and unarranged. Now, Anna Thomas emailed us about these changes. She says, they haven't helped us. The interest on my overdraft is going to go up from around £10 a month to £40. Regretfully, I've now moved this debt to a credit card where I managed to secure a 0% deal for 18 months for a fee of 2%. What a shame. We had decades of credit card debt, which we had almost cleared. It feels a bit depressing to have bumped that back up again. And of course, credit card debt's taken into consideration when applying for mortgages where overdraft debt is not. Well, let's talk to a money blogger about that, because Ken Okorafor is the founder of The Humble Penny, and it's a personal finance and lifestyle blog. Ken Okorafor, what is your view then on the new overdraft charges that are being introduced this April?
Hi, Winifred.
Hello.
So I think this will come as a massive shock to a lot of people, because most people are just not engaged with changes in regulations that will affect them potentially financially. And the reason for that is because most people are really trying to survive, really trying to pay off debt where possible each month. So I think that will come as a real shock to people, and unfortunately, for many households, will make things worse unless people start to have some conversations at home.
What kind of conversations?
Well, the almost the beginning stages of sorting out money problems is to actually start to have a conversation. Culturally, we just don't have honest conversations at home about where we are in our financial lives. So those conversations could be around what are the pain points we've got as a family, for example. You know, what's stressing us out? Why are we always buying stuff on credit?
Ken, don't you sometimes, though, you get one person in a family, don't you, for whatever reason, kind of carries the burden of it all, of trying to juggle it all, and that person can feel almost scared to raise it in the family, can't they? Because they feel they'll be blamed.
Well, you see, that's actually really interesting, because, and I do really understand how that can happen, but I think we have to start to encourage a culture of open dialogue, not just in our homes, but in our communities as well, because it's only really when we start to talk about things do we start to seek solutions for how we can sort them out.
Is Anna right? Does credit card debt get held against you when you're getting a mortgage, whereas an overdraft debt would not? Is she right about that, Ollie Miller?
So when you try to apply for a mortgage, typically a review will be done of the ratio of your income to the amount of debt you've got. Most certainly, credit card debt, especially if one isn't showing a degree of trust in paying off their balances over time, can work against one when it comes to applying for a mortgage.
What about your overdraft?
Overdrafts are factored into debt overall. But with these new changes, they will start to become more of a feature.
This Monday, the 13th of January, that was reported to be the peak day for credit card transfers. It's the day you realise you can't pay off your Christmas credit card bill and you transfer the balance to another card and get a better interest rate. What do you think about doing that?
It's something that is available as an option to a lot of people, but not a lot of people are aware that they can actually do that. So it's certainly something to do in the interim whilst someone's seeking a more permanent solution. Because what tends to happen is that we're not looking at the root cause. We're being more reactive and trying to solve the immediate problem. So it is something we can do temporarily.
A survey in 2000 suggested that there are different debt levels and different debt patterns depending on where you live in the UK. So Liverpool, Nottingham and Newcastle, they came out top of the list of cities where people have the highest levels of personal debt. But London, Birmingham and Bristol, they came top of the credit card debt list. Now, I know that you help a diverse group of people with their finances. What are the differences that you notice when it comes to debt?
What's interesting about that is when I meet various people and people from different backgrounds, whether they're black, white, Asian, whatever, is that there is a very, I've noticed, it's very clear, and the research shows this very clear difference in terms of the debt, the levels of debt that people are exposed to. So, for example, people from a black and Asian families, for example, are exposed to a lot more debt because they face challenges, often unwritten structural related challenges around equal opportunities or around income levels, for example. So, for example, black families, just putting this out there, for example, ownership rates within those communities are at around 24%
in the UK.
Home ownership,
sorry. Yeah.
Compared to a UK average of 53%, which what that really means beyond those statistics is that a lot of those families are essentially renting, and so a higher proportion of their disposable income is being sent, is being spent rather on renting, and which means that more of those families are likely to resort to temporary debt, to credit cards, to overdrafts as a way to kind of to support their families and their livelihoods.
Ken Okorafor, thank you so much for that.